Another episode of THP, the Hill Podcast, baby. Got a special guest for y'all, a man, Don B. You know what I'm saying? He repping the whole piece. He repping the other side on Rivalry Week, but it is what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to kick it over to him, let him introduce himself, give him his head, give him his head, and y'all do y'all thing. You know what I'm saying?
Salute there, everybody, man. This is Don V757, host of Don V Fridays. I'm rocking with All About the Who. All About This Who?
All About This Who, baby. You already.
I thought it was All About the You. I thought that was the saying. I didn't know.
Nah. It ain't all about the You. We got a chain over here, though.
I feel. Salute to the pod. Salute to the Hill Podcast, man. I try to show love to everybody, man.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you having you on, coming through on this hate week, you know, special week. So, you know what I'm saying? Just tell me what it's been like for you 14 years on the other side.
It's been a whole lot of winning. We just winning, dog. That's all we do is prospering. We've just been prospering the last 14 years, man. Everything been good on my side. I don't even consider this a rivalry no more. I hate West Virginia more than UVA, to be honest.
Damn. That's hate. I love it. How you feel about it now, though? Going into this week, leading up to this week, with y'all done experience, you know how I feel about that motherfucker at the helm. I ain't even going to change it. You know how I feel about that bitch at the helm. He ain't a real one. How you feeling leading up to this week with all the shit during the off season? Throughout all the weeks of predictions, continuous letdowns. How you feeling?
I ain't gonna lie. If it's any game that University of Virginia could take off Virginia Tech, it would have to be this year. Because Virginia Tech in shambles. We done had two transfers in the last 3 days. We done got blown out by half the schedule. If the University of Virginia can't do it this year, I don't want to hear about it no more. Plain and simple. If it's any year, and I still don't think they'll do it on Friday. But if they can't do it this year, I don't want to talk about it next year.
Well, I can tell you what it's been like for me 14 years. It's been some highs. It's been some lows. A lot of lows. But this shit completely, it's a 360 now. A lot of the real wise ones, you yourself included, y'all know about Bronco. He has a rap sheet. He got a long resume. So he was built for this shit. But I didn't honestly think he was that built for how much this university was in ruins. But let me tell you, it's a whole new motherfucking ball game. So for 14 years for me, that ain't making it nothing but that much more sweeter. It'll been a tough motherfucking ride. I did. I've been a nail biting, hair pulling, got a rad past some go take it. Yeah, all that. I take it all. You know what I'm saying? I don't duck from them. If we was to lose on Friday, I still wouldn't duck from them. And I know my inbox, the motherfuckers that got me blocked, Ox, Tyler, here they come. And that'd be all right, though. Because I'm going to ride with them, but...
You can expect a lot of slander, my boy, because you're going to catch a lot of slander when they get that L on Friday.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword here, because y'all know, even still, I see some of y'all fans trying to prep yourselves now with them bullshit tweets. Even if we do lose, we got to support the Hokies, or
That's that loser blood. I've been trying to curb some of that. I ain't going to lie to you. I've been trying to curb some of the loser blood. We can't have that in the fan base, man. We can't have weakness in the fan base. I'm trying to purge all that.
Yeah, we're doing some purging over here, too. It's still a lot of fans that 100% basketball and not all the way football. And don't realize
we're gonna beat y'all in basketball too, though.
Woo! Oh, I gotta have you back on with a basketball show then.
We sweeping that shit this year. Ain't no splits. Ain't no split this year. We sweeping that shit.
You joking? Dre back too?
We sweeping that shit.
big dick guy hit threes with Madagascar like it's nothing.
We sweeping that shit. Our best player not even playing. Our best player got dismissed before the season, and we still undefeated.
Yeah, because he's too smart. That man, that's so trash. That's trash. But hey, you talking about Chris Clark? That's what you.
I'm talking about Clark. I ain't even talking about Nala. I'm just talking about Chris Clark.
Yeah, Chris Clark. Yeah, he a big. He a big. I like y'all point guard more than anything. Now y'all point guard. Shabazz Muhammad from UConn. Just a hard-nosed point guard. That's exactly who your point guard remind me of. I don't even know his damn. I can't stand his name.
Justin Robinson. But we in due time. We'll deal with that in due time.
Yeah, you right there. Basketball is going to be way better than football because y'all basketball school 100% now. I can tell you with the coaching.
We are everything school.
Man, y'all better funnel that money to basketball because football, Justina, is not what's happening. I felt like, but that's
Fuente ain't it. I'll agree at this point, say Fuente ain't it. But we ain't losing the UVA.
Hey, that will not be the case because we already know that, you know what I'm saying, we're a little 4-point underdog. You got 14 years, a lot of people think that it's a lot of pressure on us to go into the game and having to win this game. It ain't no pressure for us. The pressure's on y'all.
Ain't no pressure either on us.
If you don't win this game, you're about to lose two streaks, and you're about to take a mill to the head.
Ain't no pressure on us.
You got all kinds of pressure. You got Ricky out here talking foolish, or UVA just thinks they're better than us, and we just keep on winning. Yeah, you're right.
Ricky went 25 on Friday, by the way.
I respect Rick because he's a hard nosed player. He earned it, and he's gonna do his thing at the next level. But Rick ain't enough to save y'all motherfuckers for 14 years of pain and strife.
Rick is enough to save us.
That boy Bryce bad as hell.
I don't believe it.
Boy Ryan Willis, if you honestly think in yourself and your mind that Ryan Willis is going to come out passing the ball to Kyle Kuzma's, whatever, little cousin or whatever his name is, Ernest Kuzma, whatever his name is.
Ryan Willis is lighting that shit up, my boy.
There will be none of that shit on the best two DBs in the country, my dude.
Ryan Willis is lighting that shit up. It don't matter who we got at quarterback. It don't matter who y'all got at DB. We lighting that shit up. Is Quinn Blandon even woke from last year, Stephon? Did he even wake up?
I'll just get back that up. Hey, look. Sometimes the field gets slippery and the motherfucker gets better.
It does. How Chase Minifield doing?
Minifield, he's doing all right.
How Chase, Chase got a little toastier. Look, dog. I don't care who y'all got back there. It don't matter.
All I do is them boys coming. Bryce, Tim, Brett Nelson. And I know y'all talking about how young y'all is. But we damn sure young, too. We damn sure young. I'm going to tell you, the number one corner in the nation, and Bryce Hall, that's Byron Jones' little nephew's cousin.
Ain't
none of that shit flying on 6'3 Bryce.
It's flying, man. Y'all not stopping Kuma. Y'all not stopping Hazleton. Y'all not stopping this shit, man.
It's going to be interesting. And then, you know, the run game is not going to happen like it is with them linebackers. If Ryan Willis even attempts to blank out and think he back in Kansas and take it outside that tackle, that 6'7 motherfucking abominable Snowden, man, he's going to fucking destroy that dude.
Nah.
And I only wonder, he just need to stay in the pocket and he just need to maintain.
We blowing that shit out, man. It's over.
So go ahead and give me your prediction and score for Friday night. Friday night, you will be what?
30-17, Hokies.
You'll be 30-17. You're going 30-17.
30-17,
Hokies. Cup staying home. Well, me, myself, I think I'm going to
roll. The cup staying home? Has the cup ever been there?
Where?
In Charlottesville.
Man, you better stop.
Come on, man. Shit, that cup, dog. It's good since 2003, my boy. Just
yeah, it's been long.
close Matt your Child eyes
hey,
and
look,
take
I was
yourself back to 2003.
Hey, look, I was a senior in high school on a visit the last time that we won.
Now think about what was Damn going on with 50 Cent in the club, the movie Old School, Fat Farm jean suits. Man, come on, man. No, man.
Well, that's good because that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's what wise ones always said. Streets were meant to be broken. So therefore, on Friday, I'll be chilling back, super bent, eating some leftover turkey, watching the turkeys getting smoked. And I'm going to go ahead and go with, because it's a rivalry game, and I don't want to put nothing past that, because a lot of people put shit past rivalry games that they think it's going to be a blowout one way or another. This ain't going to be that game that it was 2 years ago when motherfuckers was walking around with their tail between their legs after every game that 2-10 season. Y'all saw a little difference last year, but now it's the true definition of what it means to earn, not get. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead and go with 27-19. I'm going to give y'all some points.
Y'all
I'm
not
gonna
scoring
give
27 points, man.
Being generous, knowing how I feel about this and knowing what I really think about it, I'm going to give 19 because at the end of the day, these are two of the deepest schools for real around, even though it's shit years and it's been a long shit-ass time. If you look back when the rivalry was for real in the 90s, we was the best schools around. When y'all was in the Big East and we was in the ACC, y'all was playing y'all top schools, and we out here playing Penn State, USC. Motherfuckers knew who we was. So you think about it, this rivalry do mean something. Because you look at all them other states, you see like Florida, you got Florida State, and all the motherfucking Florida teams that be battling. Hell no, they ain't putting shit past Virginia no more. Because either you going to build, or y'all going to build from here, because we ain't no going back for us. That era of being trash is long fucking gone. Niggas have been consistent as a bitch for week after week after week after week over here. As well
but
as y'all.
How many wins y'all got, though? Y'all got like 7 or 8 wins, though.
Yeah, 7 wins. Coming
seven
off a 6-win
season
from a 2-10 roster, though.
Man, if we had 7 wins, if we had 7 wins, people got to get fired. That's the difference.
Well, y'all got 4
y'all
wins.
Y'all got
so.
7 wins. People about to get extensions.
Yeah.
People about to get job security on 7 wins. People get fired.
You're right.
Over 7 wins.
You're right over this, Jack. You're right. Back-to-back bowl games. First time in what? 10, 13 years, some shit like that? Oh, you're right. You damn right.
Back-to-back bowl games. Man, you the last bowl game. Y'all played the Service Academy and got
and that's all Virginia Tech really been known for, though. They're habitual visitors of the Meineke Bowl. I mean, the greatest era of Virginia Tech, truthfully, was when?
When
Michael Vick played, right?
Yeah,
when
my hometown. Shout out Newport News, Virginia, my hometown.
When Michael Vick played, that was y'all creme de la creme. And since then, it's just been a fake image of him, for real. All the way down to where you got that mediocre-ass quarterback from Kansas that transferred because he got beat out by another sorry motherfucker who got beat out by a transfer who's now Les Miles' quarterback. So, I don't feel him.
Mind you, Willis is the backup. Willis was forced into action. He's a backup.
What happened to Josh Jackson? What happened to Jackson?
He broke his leg. He broke his fibula.
Oh, yeah,
in the ODU game.
I forgot about that. That was fucked up.
But remind you, Quincy Patterson didn't play at all last game, so I wouldn't do too much scouting on Brian Willis just yet. We might unleash Quincy Patterson on y'all board because he still got his 4 games.
I think so too. I think it would be time because y'all wouldn't be burning his red shirt if y'all did that.
No, we would not. So
yeah.
either it's the Marshall game or the bowl game that we got to get.
Hey, I ain't afraid of Quentin. I ain't afraid of Ryan. We ain't afraid of Josh. Who else? Hendon?
Hendon Hooker, yeah.
Hooker. That's what he is in our mind. He'll be going next year, though. We all know He'll be gone.
Only people I know on UVA roster is Bryce Hall. Bryce Perkins.
Yeah, you know him.
And some dude named Snowden. And a dude named Snowden. Man, I don't know them cats, man. I got tired of UVA after they. I saw them waste Smoke Mizell's career, and I saw them waste Quinn Bland's career, just wasting 757 talent. Man, I don't want to hear about no UVA. They got to show me.
I mean, a lot of talent done got wasted up there, too, a lot of 757 talent. I be seeing that same regenerated bullshit tweet about how any two-star can get changed to Edmonds and who Cam Chancellor.
Yeah.
What was that, though?
There's a lot of guys in the league, too, though.
Yep, and we ain't got a lot of guys in the league.
No, you don't. You got a handful, and three of them contributed teams.
You joking.
You got like four contributors on NFL teams.
Hey, tell me the three you know.
Chris Long, who probably 185 years old.
Hey, and he the most respected out there, though. He can come to your barbecue, my barbecue, anybody's barbecue.
Is the Brickshaw Ferguson out here somewhere?
Nah, Brickshaw retired.
The Brickshaw Ferguson. Eugene Monroe probably on the team somewhere.
He gone. He retired.
Damn. Well, all right. Is Smoke Mizell on the team somewhere? Man, I don't know, man. I got like four people.
Yeah, Smoke on the team. He played for the Bears. Rodney McLeod started for the Eagles, won the Super Bowl with the Eagles last year, along with Chris Long. You got Darius Jennings, wide receiver of the Tennessee Titans.
Darius Jennings.
It's generating a ton of Pro Bowl votes right now.
Darius Jennings. Come on, man.
Yeah, Darius Jennings. Dontrell Inman. Another wide receiver.
We're talking about people that just own
the roster. A plethora of people that
they ain't helping them teams.
What you mean?
It's not a NAD impact player. Come on, man. Cut it out.
Come on, man.
Cut it out.
I ain't even get to Morgan Moses.
Oh, yeah. He starts with the schemes. All right. I give you Morgan Moses.
Yeah, he'll be.
Morgan Moses,
yeah. He played with my little brother at Meadowbrook High School, man. He a beast. That's a big boy, right?
He ain't no Dwayne Brown, who went to multiple Pro Bowls, but he starts for a team.
I mean, it happens, you know. Hey, well, we got Eli Harold out there, but Eli don't play.
Eli Harold played for my team. No.
Eli played for the Lions. You
no,
a Lions?
He was a 49er.
Yeah, man. They got 49ers got greedy and traded them. They should have just put him in the right position, put his hand in the dirt, and he just took off on them boys.
No, he wasn't it. More 75 talent squandered in Charlottesville.
He out there at the Lions putting on. He playing good for the Lions. Check him out. He playing real good.
But he got squandered in Charlottesville.
No, he didn't. He played solid 4 years. He was second round draft pick. What you mean?
Second? We didn't take him in the second.
Yeah, you did.
You took him in the seventh.
You took Eli Harold in the second round.
We took him in the second round. You should, hey, Google is free, my boy.
Hold on.
You ain't got to Google it. I'm a 49er fan.
What round you took him at?
We took him like late, like sixth or seventh.
Man, I'm pretty positive you took Eli Harold.
I can guarantee you, we took him in like the sixth, seventh round. I remember telling people like, dog, we might have got a steal. I don't know why I was saying that.
You was hating. You was lying to yourself. You still lying to yourself.
If I was hating, I'd have said we shouldn't have took him.
He's balling for the Lions.
No, we took him in the third round. 79th pick.
You took him in the third?
The third round, yeah.
Okay,
I thought we took him late.
Nah, y'all took him up there. Yeah, he had a lot of raw potential, dog. He got size, he had speed, and then I don't think it was good. Y'all had a lot of little defensive problems there. Y'all was in and out of coaches in 3 years, so that wasn't a good situation for him to come into, especially leaving the situation when he left with Mike London. How the program was, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't. So a lot of people think that a lot of talent was wasted at UVA, just because of the losing. Like, for so many years, for real, up until the start of this season when we just hired that lady Carla, that new athletic director, and Craig Littlepage just hired, up until this year, the football wasn't even financially able to afford. Well, I think you have like 20-something coaches. We only had like 10. So coaches couldn't recruit like we supposed to. Mike London did a lot of his recruits. A lot of people better watch out for his ass at William & Mary. Because that boy is going to get a lot of 757. He's going to get a whole lot of 757 804. I got a lot of respect for that right there.
Man, I heard all that when Mike London took that job.
Yeah.
At UVA. Like, man, I don't know about no goddamn Mike London.
Nah. And they put Mike in a terrible situation, too. A lot of people blame it on Mike. They ain't even, like I said, they ain't even staffed the man correctly.
Mike put his team in situations with clock management issues. That streak would have been over. If Mike London could manage a clock, we wouldn't even be talking about a 14-year streak.
If Mike London could manage a team in general, I feel like, during the season. So you got to understand, Mike London always won in off season. He's a phenomenal recruiter. You just named off so many recruits that this man got that's five-star better. But let me tell you, that coaching shit I'm talking about, like you can look on Twitter yourself and see so many motherfucking UVA assistant coaches and shit like that. I don't even know who the hell that guy is. I mean, I'm like, God damn, who the hell is that dude? I guess I need to follow this motherfucker here. He's probably an assistant quarterback's manager coach. It's so many damn coaches that we didn't have and that I see now that this dude didn't have the opportunity to even get. You think Bronco going to all these states like we doing out here? We got Florida pipeline. We got a Hawaii pipeline. We got an Atlanta pipeline.
I wouldn't even bought up a Hawaii pipeline. I wouldn't
even
bought
up. Hey, you're going to learn a lot about them 808s. Them 808s is coming.
I wouldn't even bought that up.
Hey, look.
I would have glossed over that pipeline.
Nope. In the next 2 to 3 years, besides UVA, I'm talking about in general, it's a lot of huge prospects that's crossing over to the mainland, as they call it now. Like that boy at St. John's Prep, dog. When we get all these, y'all check him out. Jay Soul Mavia. A lot of people think, what's this boy at Alabama? They think he nice, and they think his little brother nice. No. I can screenshot, ask your boy B. Fisher about me. I called Tua being nice before Tua even got there. When he was on the way there at the All-Star game, I knew he was nice. But this boy right here, dog, he on some next-level shit.
And he going to UVA?
he ain't committed nowhere yet. He ain't committed nowhere. He done been to Michigan. He, you know what I'm saying? He got ties to UVA through the 808 shit, you know what I'm saying? Through the 808 family ties. But...
I don't hear nothing about no UVA coaches.
Nah,
no UVA pipelines. The only coach on that staff I respect is Marcus
Hampton.
Because he is one of the few legends that came out of Hampton. Everybody else on that staff I don't care about. Just salute Marcus Higgins. But everybody else, welcome. I don't care.
Virginia Tech has zero pipelines right now. You got kids who came to your school, committed top 100, all kinds of shit. So leaving your school, high school coaches, dean, and your coaches don't ever bring their fucking face around here, all kinds of shit.
And I can't even argue against that. I ain't here to argue against that. Fuente not no recruiter. I give you that. I got my issues with our coaches there.
Yeah.
But we ain't losing to no fucking UVA.
Well, only time will tell, my dude. With that one, that'll wrap up another one. So I appreciate you coming on, my dude. Real talk.
Not a problem. Ain't no Hollywood shit going on, man. I do anybody podcast.
Yeah, you can come on anytime you want, dog. You know what I'm
basketball
saying?
Basketball season. After we sweep that shit.
No. We're going to get it before we play on basketball. We're going to bring you on before we play. And then we'll get after both games. You know what I'm saying? Get it before prediction. You can do it before both games if you want to. Anytime we come into Virginia Tech or doing something with Virginia Tech, I'm a call on you.
Okay. I'm always available.
But I appreciate you, dog.
Not a problem.
All right, Mike.